today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Have you ever been in a revival meeting or maybe a vacation Bible school or involved in some kind of a ministry and everything is going great? People are being saved and it just seems that God is blessing, and then all of a sudden, somehow, Satan gets involved and just everything falls apart and it just goes haywire. It happened to Paul in the book of Acts. We're going to be studying about that today in Acts chapter 16. I hope you'll stay with us as we consider his word today. If you haven't gotten your little prayer journal, I want to invite you to write to us so that you can get this little prayer journal absolutely free. We've been sending out a bunch of these, and you can get yours as well. We would love to hear from you and love for you to get one of these yourself. Now, there's several ways. All you've got to do is write to us. They're absolutely free. They don't cost you anything at all. Just contact us, and we will get these out to you. Just send us an address where we can mail them and where you're hearing this broadcast today. Three ways you can contact us. One is through just regular email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Secondly is through the website at considerhisword.org. And actually, most of the requests we get come through the regular mail. And that's at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now write to us. We'll get these little prayer journals out to you just as quick as we can. Now let's take a look at Acts chapter 16. We've been studying about Paul and about the letters that he wrote to these different churches, but also we've been looking at the churches that he started. We read in Acts chapter 16, early in the chapter, the Bible says, as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep and were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. They were going all through the region, starting these churches. Now, we're currently in the region of Macedonia. Paul and those who were with him, we know Luke was with him because where Luke writes this narrative, he uses the personal pronoun of we and us. Luke was there. He was an eyewitness. They had been out starting churches and had been traveling and visiting some of the churches they had previously started. This was on the second missionary journey. And as they were traveling, it seemed that they were going to one place and the Spirit of God said, don't go there. So they tried another place and the Spirit of God said, don't go there either. And they ended up at Troas, and the Bible says there was a man of Macedonia saying, come over and help us. And the Bible says that they immediately went to Macedonia. And where we find Paul now is at the place called Philippi. He had already gone to a prayer meeting down by the riverside where he had met Lydia, and they had been going to her home and holding prayer meetings and really holding church there, I believe. And while they were there, many things were happening, and God was blessing them. And it seems like the church is going great. We pick up now in Acts chapter 16 and verse 16, where the Bible says, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command me in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out that same hour." Now, it would seem this young lady had a great message. The Bible says that she worked for many who she made a lot of money for them, apparently, in her soothsaying. She would tell the future, perhaps talk to the dead and things like that. And now she was following Paul around in this missionary team. And I want you to go what she was saying. What she was saying was right. She said, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." You'd think they would want her doing this. The problem was that it got to be very annoying in that she followed them all day long, everywhere they went, saying this over and over and over again. I would imagine she was even interrupting the message when they would try to preach or try to speak or try to visit with someone. There she was, saying it again and again and again and again. And finally, Paul had just had enough. He was troubled in his spirit. The Bible says that he was grieved, which means that down in his heart, he was just had just had enough. And so he turned to this girl. She was demon-possessed, and he cast the demon out. Now again, Satan showed up and was causing trouble. The demon was cast out, and she stopped doing all this. The problem was that her masters, the one who she was making money for, got upset because now she was not making money for them anymore. Their livelihood, their little scheme was ruined. Let's read what the Bible says about it in verse 19. "And when her master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers." They brought them to the rulers. Now, this was not the Sanhedrin like we saw in Jerusalem. This would have been like the local leaders in that town, and they had a complaint. I want you to listen to the complaint. I love this. It says that they brought them to the magistrate, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And so they brought this accusation against them, that they are just troublemakers. They're causing all of these problems for them. Well, because of their accusation, and because that they were brought them out in the public, this was not a private meeting, it was not in a courtroom, the Bible says that they were out in the marketplace. The accusations were brought that these guys were stirring up trouble. They noted that they had been Romans and that they were Jews as well. And they said they exceedingly trouble the city. Well, had they been troubling the city? Only in the sense that they were troubling the economic future of these businessmen, if you want to call them that. These guys, I believe they were abusing this young lady. And so they were upset that they were losing money. The problem was now that when they began to make these accusations and they began to bring all of these things against them. Now notice, the demon is gone, but the trouble didn't stop. Because what happened next? The Bible says that the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And so in the marketplace, Paul and his missionary team were being beaten. The Bible says that they laid many stripes on them and cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. It says, "Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Well, you see, in the outcome, it would seem that the ministry of Paul and his missionary team had been stopped. Has it ever happened where you were in a ministry and it seemed that the devil just showed up and just everything stopped? I've seen it happen. We were having a missions conference once and we're having some great meetings, and we had kind of a round table discussion. One of the men who was not one of the missionaries, he was just somebody local, got up and began to make some different accusations and say things that weren't exactly true. And boy, I'll tell you what, you could just sense that the Spirit had left that meeting. Now, this guy, he was not demon-possessed or anything like that, but I believe the devil got into that meeting that day, and it took some serious prayer to get things back on track. Now, with Paul and Silas and Luke and these others, they were just doing the ministry. They were preaching the gospel. And this young lady began to follow them. The demon was cast out. They were brought before the magistrates, and now these accusations were made. They were beaten. This was not the first time they were beaten. This was not the first time they had been brought before councils and before others. And it seems that God helped them every time. But imagine now, here they are in prison. And listen, these people were serious about their prisoner, because not only did they put them in prison, the Bible says they put them in an inner prison. And there they put their feet and their hands in shackles. And so what did they do? I'm going to save most of this for the rest for next week, but I want you to see this, that when they were in prison, the Bible says that they were praying and singing praise to the Lord, and the prisoners heard them. Wherever you are, you can minister there. And so even in prison, their ministry continued, and they sang, and they praised God, and they glorified God, and the prisoners heard them. There were still people not only hearing the gospel, but hearing them pray and hearing their ministry. Listen, wherever you are, God can use you. Just keep on preaching the gospel. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't back down. Remember, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And they kept on preaching. We're going to see what happened with Paul and these guys in jail next week. Thanks for joining us. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.